I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Baker Hotline, Tim Litvin, community in the heart of the community of Minnetonka. He runs their services, and he does a great job, and he got them through COVID and everything else. But back, because of that, is one of the most popular bike races in the state of Minnesota this Saturday, the Tour de Tonka. It's amazing. If you're, I don't know how you even begin to organize this thing. I'll ask Tim. Tim, how do you organize the Tour de Tonka and get permission and get, you know, you got all these routes going and you know, you're crossing over highways and roads. And I look at this and I say, this is a monumental task. And there's signs and there's people out there and there's police officers that have to know. How on earth do you even begin and end with that, with all the different permits? I don't even know what you have to do to get this done.
Hey, Mike, Max, good evening, and thanks for having me on, and congrats on a great show. You only need one permit, and you do it well. So you're permitted to be the best radio guy in America. Congrats on that. With Tour de Tonka, it started out in 2006. I think we needed two permits. And that was it, and nobody even questioned it. Well, that changed quickly, right? And so I don't know how many permits we need today. Might be 40, but we're in four counties with parts of Tour de Tonka, and we cover almost 300 miles worth of roadway and trailway. And it is a monumental lift. You are right, but it is so much worth it. It is, you know, late summer is so fun in Minnesota. Got all this cool stuff going on. I'm a high school football junkie like you are.
Yeah.
State Fair. And Tour de Tonka lives in that environment. Yeah. And it is so fun when you have riders and volunteers excited about it, coming from all over the country. It's just a hoot to be in the middle of it. It's a lot to stir the pot, but we have great staff in community education. We have great volunteers, 600 make it happen. And then that's really it. It's a showcase of this community. And riders love seeing this western suburb area, and they brag about it. And we organize it to the hilt because we don't want people to feel like it's less than. They're the heroes. The riders are the heroes, and we want to make them feel that way. And so we roll out the red carpet, or in our case, in Minnetonka, the blue carpet.
The blue carpet, the skipper carpet, absolutely. So do you, now, if I was running this event like you do, I would be worried that somebody's going to fall and scrape their elbow, or somebody's going to have a heart attack when they're out riding. And I know that that's the, if you're going to have a quality of life, you have to have events like this. But I'm just saying, if I was you, those would be the thoughts that would go through my mind. How do you alleviate those and know that the greater good is a great event?
Well, partnerships are huge. You mentioned how do you do it? Well, we got partnerships with cities, with counties, with police departments, with sheriff's office, and those things make it happen. And, you know, we got ambulances on call. We've got medics around. And so those things are going to happen. People are going to fall off their bikes. That's inevitable. And we just hope to minimize that damage to themselves and to their bicycle. We've got just a great, you know, workings of what this event is. We know it. This is our 17th year. And so we know what things are going to happen. And when people fall down, I'll tell you, here's a classic example. One gentleman rubbed into another guy's bike about 5-6 years ago. They both went down. One guy broke his shoulder. Okay, so I got called about it, and I thought, oh, my gosh, where is he? He's in Waconia Hospital. So I'm in Mound. I go over there quick, and I walk into the emergency room, and here's this guy in his bed in the emergency room. And I said, oh, I didn't know his name. I didn't know who he was. I said, I am so, so sorry. How are you? And he said, I'll be fine. He says, what a great event you've got there. Tour de Tonka. My God, it's fine. I said, well, how about you? He says, I got a broken arm. I'll be fine. He said, we just love this event of yours. That's it. I mean, positivity rings through in our volunteers, in our riders, and it's amazing. They're really a pretty fun group. You get to see it firsthand, Mike.
Oh my gosh, the energy. I love it. Because you have to do this if you're going to have quality of life. You have to have events. You have to have people get excited. You have to have places where they can go and get energized and not just have a drain for them. And Tour de Tonka does that as well as any event that we have in this area. And it's a credit to you and your staff for putting that on. What does it feel like when you accomplish that and you get it all done?
You're glad that no one got injured. You're glad that you made it through without, you know, anything happening. Could be car accidents nearby, too. Anything could go wrong. And so there's going to be skinned knees. There's going to be flat tires galore. And we accept that. We deal with it. But how it feels? It feels great. Because Sunday morning when I wake up, it's like, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Even though I'll go
to bed. It was all worth it at the end of the day, huh?
Yeah, it is. I mean, this July and June and July are grinds. We've got tons of great Minnetonka community education programming, and then we do these big events. Like we got a youth triathlon, we got a big run on the 4th of July in Excelsior, then we got this, we got a mud run. These are big things that most community ed programs don't have. And we've got all the other good stuff as well that other community ed programs thankfully have. But we work hard, and we get it done, and we're quite pleased with what we do for our communities. And I say communities, I mean expanded.
For sure. Now, what would you tell community ed directors if they said, you know, obviously you've done it at a level that most will never do it at, but everybody has these opportunities. And I understand different communities have different resources and all those things. But if you were to say to somebody that's going to become a community education director, your goal should be fill in the blank. What should it be when you leave here? What should you have accomplished?
Exceed community expectations.
Mm.
That's what you want to do. You don't want to just meet the need or think that you know the need. You got to have your ear to the ground and listen, but then you also have to be proactive with what if. You've got to keep asking what if. And it might mean, yeah, it's going to be three nights this week and four Saturdays in a row and then two Sundays after that. It doesn't matter as long as you're exceeding that community need. And if they respond, and Tour de Tonka is something that thankfully people respond to.
And I got to tell you, coming with COVID and everything else we've gone through, what does it mean? You know, you had to program through that in different ways. What does it mean to be able to lift that lid again and have, you know, consistent programming the way you'd like to have it?
Well, in this past year, that the books just closed on June 30th for 2021-22. And we had the biggest participation year ever.
Really?
In the community education.
It tells you something.
Tells you something, they're ready to roll, man. And if you're not there for them, that's not good. And the other thing is marketing. We've got a great marketing machine. And a lot of that's a good thing for people to say, yeah, we'll save money. We aren't going to do that this year. Well, that's a mistake. You got to keep pushing the wheels and market. And tell a good story. We got so many good stories and so many good people participating. That's the fun of it. A guy from Arizona, every year he comes in. And he tells me when he comes, he says, I'm here. This is my family reunion with my daughter. We both come here and ride. Nice. She lives in New York. Well, how cool is that?
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that because you got a garage sale down your street.
No.
You know, this, you just got to be fun for people. And that's it. Keep it fun. Keep it happy. And it's got to be an achievement. You know, these are achievements, too. Riding 100 miles, riding 16 miles if you've never ridden a bike. Good for you. 91-year-old man
goes
16 miles.
Yep.
Pretty cool. You know, 4-year-old kid goes 16 miles last year. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, celebrate the good things in life.
All right, bud. I will see you there on Saturday morning. I get to kick it off and say, time now to Tour de Tonka or something like that. You've got the script for me. But I will see you there Saturday morning, and I look forward to it. Just make sure you got a jumbo cup of coffee for me, okay?
We'll do it, Mike. Thank you. You're the best.
I appreciate it. Tim Litvin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.